It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Firefighters are getting some help from snow on the East Troublesome and Cameron Peak fires, but CPR's Sam Brash reports Colorado's fiery October is still a climate change alarm bell.
Katrina Moore arrived from Idaho 9 days ago to help fight the Cameron Peak fire. While she's thrilled to see snow take over the work, she was shocked to see fires this late into the year.
It's not normal. It's a new standard, I think, in what's possible.
Scientists at the University of Colorado Boulder agree. Colorado's fire season is typically ending by October. Their research suggests record heat and drought drove it later this year, but 2020 might not end up being an outlier. Climate change will make similar patterns more likely in the future, further straining firefighting resources. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Cameron Peak and East Troublesome fires are the number one and two largest wildfires in Colorado history. A new affordable housing project in Denver will be home to something unusual, a community health center and retail space for fresh food. Work has begun on the 150-unit project in the Elyria-Swansea neighborhood. The health center, Clinica Tepeyac, has outgrown a nearby space. Jim Garcia is the clinic's CEO.
Just to try to make access to those services just a bit easier, I think, is huge for families.
People in Pueblo won't have to pay for public transportation for now. The city says the move will reduce interactions between passengers and drivers and slow the spread of coronavirus. Pueblo's mayor says he wanted people who rely on public transportation to still be able to get around. Coronavirus cases are on the rise in the city. Durango's police department is working on a new test program that aims to reform its response to mental health-related calls. The Durango Herald reports the department will work with a local health nonprofit to build response teams that include a licensed mental health clinician. The city is seeking about $60,000 from the state. This is CPR News.